welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Kelsey Holtberg, Executive Vice President of Corporate Communications and Sustainability at Sunnova Energy International, a Houston-based solar energy company that's grown from startup to scale to IPO, and Kelsey's career has grown right alongside of it. On the podcast today, she shares how critical communications is for energy companies big and small, as well as why Sunnova is so passionate about Houston and its role in the energy transition. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Natalie. Excited to be here.
Yeah, well, we go way back, and I think it'll be a really great conversation to talk a little bit about you and your career, as well as Sunnova, but I'm excited for this conversation just because I've known you for a while, so it's cool to finally do this. So just to start, yeah, tell us about your career and kind of how your path led you to Sunnova.
Sure. So it's been a bit of a circuitous path to Sunnova. I found myself in Houston, as I'm sure many of the guests on this podcast have, not certain that Houston was going to be the city for me, and that I was probably not the place where I was going to put down roots and build a career and build a family. But I've been here almost 10 years now. And I found myself coming to Sunnova, really wanting to make a little bit of a pivot in my career. I've always been in some form or fashion in the communications world. And I realized that I really wanted to work for a company that, or so I thought, that was a bit more, a bit bigger, looking for a lot of growth, had some opportunities for, steady growth, career trajectory laid out. And so I was really, actually, interestingly enough, I was looking for more oil and gas type jobs, given that, Houston has traditionally been, energy capital of the world. And so I found myself interviewing for some of those roles. And I had a coffee with somebody who said, I'm not sure if you've heard of this company called Sunnova, but they are a residential solar provider based here in Houston. And I paused and I thought, well, that's interesting. A solar company in Houston, in the oil and gas capital of the world. That's interesting. And they were looking to bring somebody in to help stand up their communications team. The company at the time was a few years old. And I sat down with John Berger, the founder and CEO, in 2017. And he hooked me. He said, I've got big plans for this company. I see where this energy industry is going. I see that we're ripe for, primed for a transition. And I want to, I want to take this company public. And I started a few weeks later, and I stood up the communications department, and really looking to kind of create some processes and procedures, and building up our some of our messaging. And true to his word, almost 2 years to the first day we met, we went public on the New York Stock Exchange, listed under the ticker NOVA, Nova. So over the last, it's been 6 years since I started with Sunnova. I've been really lucky to grow my career really quickly, starting, of course, with communications, and then very quickly working with John Berger, our CEO, on a number of special projects, became his chief of staff for a number of years, worked with him as his chief of staff through our IPO process in the years afterwards. And now, today, I lead corporate communications and sustainability. So really looking to build up a best-in-class sustainability strategy and make sure that the Sunnova name is well-known, within our customer base, but then also just more broadly across the U.S. So it's been a really exciting 6 years, and it's been wonderful.
Well, I think it's always refreshing because I talk to a lot of founders, obviously, and we just had a Q&A with John on Energy Capital, but it's really cool to talk to somebody who has been there since the early days in a non-founder role to really see their career trajectory and also the company kind of alongside the companies, right? So when you started, tell us a little bit about like what Sunnova looked like then and then how it scaled since.
Yeah. Definitely. It was a different company back then. We were 200 employees, I think. I think we had around 50 or 60,000 customers And we had a much smaller footprint in Houston and really nationally from an employee base. And over the years, we've grown to where we now have over 2,000 employees, and we have nearly 350,000 customers across the U.S. and its territories. So if you think about that level of growth, you throw in a pandemic in the middle of all of that, the growth has been really exciting. And I think it's just a true testament to the leadership and really just the vision of the company, right? Really helping to provide a better energy service at a better price.
And how has your role changed? Because obviously you were this communications person, and now your role has definitely expanded over the years to involve other entities too.
Yeah, it was, the trajectory of my career, I think, was really being able to get in with the company and to get in with somebody, a CEO and a leader who really saw potential and who wanted to help grow, the next leader, level of leadership within the organization. Someone who told me in his interview, he said, "You'll never be bored here. But if you work hard, we will make sure that, your career continues to go up and to the right." And he's absolutely, John Berger stayed true to his word on that. It's been really exciting coming in and really standing up a team, standing up a communications team, but then also with a company that's still, relatively, younger at that point in time, back in 2017, you don't have as many resources at your disposal. So you're really having to wear a lot of hats. And I think that's where I was able to see, where there were some opportunities to kind of raise my hand and say, I think this would be really interesting. I'd love to maybe, try this out, see if I can achieve this goal. And John and the leadership and the board, they were really receptive to that. So I think it's being able to see kind of the company grow and see where there are opportunities, maybe gaps where you can fill in really quickly. And that was really how I landed as, the kind of dual role of being kind of leading our corporate communications efforts, but then also simultaneously being chief of staff to John Berger during, a really obviously monumental moment in time for the company while we prepared to go public and then the years afterwards.
I think it's really interesting too, especially that transition from privately held to a IPO'd company. What was the biggest challenge from a communication perspective for you, and how did you navigate that time? Obviously, you've never done that before. Not a lot of people have taken a company public when they do. So, how did you navigate that?
Totally. Well, it was interesting for a number of reasons. There were a lot of opportunities. First and foremost, because there really weren't a lot of other players in our space who had gone public. Not a lot of, large residential solar and storage service providers. Of course, there are others in the space, but we really didn't have a lot of other companies to look to for comparison or to see, how had someone else navigated this space. And it's also just an industry that's, it's continuing to accelerate and to change and to grow. And so being able to help message what the company stood for, what we were doing, what we were looking to achieve, where, skating to where the puck was going to be from a communications perspective was such a wonderful challenge to be presented with and to help the company, think through that and to work with, not just the communications team, but also, of course, our finance team, our government affairs team. And then, of course, making sure that, what we're putting forth is resonating with our various audiences, of course, potential investors, consumers, and just the media and broader audience as a whole. Just a really wonderful opportunity and one that I look back on really fondly.
I think what's interesting, and I realized, was doing something really unique within the energy transition space. But if we had to be a little bit more specific for those listening in energy tech, how important is a communications strategy from early days, scaling days to IPO days? What would you say founders and other energy executives within growing companies need to know about setting up that corporate strategy?
Communication is critical, right? I think that's table stakes. Having a strategy and really being able to articulate who you are, what you stand for, what is your mission, what is your vision,
But really beyond that, what is your strategy and your corporate strategy for how you move forward? And how do you make sure that you are articulating those key messages and really making sure that those are buttoned up? Because, you know, you can never say the same thing to the same people too many times, especially when you are a company that some people have never heard of before. So really being able to capture everyone's attention very quickly to say, this is who we are. This is the service that we provide. And here's how we're going to change the energy industry. Here's how we're going to change the way people generate, consume their homes and their energy. It's a tried and true communication strategy, I think, is one of those critical pieces that some companies, I think, really put a lot of energy and emphasis behind because they know how critical it is to make sure you're communicating to all of your relevant audiences. And I think there are some companies that unfortunately deprioritize communications. And I think you can see over the long run, you know, which companies perform better. It's the ones that are able to really speak to their audiences where they are and capture their imagination as to where the company is going to go, especially in those early days of being a newly, you know, publicly traded company. A lot of blue sky. You need to make sure that you are telling the story and bringing your audiences along with you.
Yeah, I think it's just so fascinating because I feel like of all of the industries to work in within communications, energy has got to be the most, and energy across the spectrum from, you know, more traditional oil and gas to energy transition or clean tech or solar, et cetera. Gosh, it just must be one of the most challenging industries to work with in communications.
It is. You know, it's challenging, you know, but I also think there's just so much opportunity. And that's why I love what I do and the team that I work with. Because, of course, you know, communications and trying to be as strategic as possible with the story that you're telling and the narrative that you're weaving for your different audiences. But then you layer over an industry that is rapidly changing and that is going through a lot of it's tumultuous at times. And so being able to constantly come back to the core mission and vision and values that the company stands by, I think is really incredible. And I do think that's something that Sunnova has done so well. And you know, the leadership within Sunnova has done so well is that being able to say from day one, this is who we are and this is what we do. You know, we are here to provide a better energy service at a better price. We are here to power energy independence. Being able to come back to at the end of a long day and say, this is our North Star. This is who we are and what we stand for is really helpful because as technology continues to change, I mean, we started as a solar company, right? In 2012, we were selling solar as a service. And by the time I got there, within my first 3 weeks on the job, Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. And really what that moment in time taught us as a business is the importance that battery storage is going to play and being able to ensure that our customers could power through power outages. And so you saw this really fast acceleration of battery technology where the technology improved, the cost came down, and the adoption has really been, I mean, you know, very inspiring and exciting to see over the last couple of years. And so you're, as a communications person, you're figuring out, okay, here's how I communicate how to sell, you know, solar to homeowners. But then that corporate message changes over time, right? You go from a solar sale to a solar plus storage sale to a solar plus storage plus, you know, EV charging or demand side management, load control. You start to bring together and you start seeing this story really start to blossom where it's much more than just saving on your energy bills. It's more about being able to bring together all these disparate technologies and provide, you know, essentially the customers the ability to operate their home independently of the grid. And that's really where this thing is going. And that's what's so wonderful is it's, you know, you think you've got the messaging concrete around this, you know, this part of the business, and then something will change and accelerate. And then you're taking a step back and you're saying, okay, this is different. How are we going to message this? How are we going to make sure this is resonating? And that's one of the things I love the most about my job.
Well, I know if anyone has heard John Berger speak at anything, it doesn't take very long for him to bring up Houston and his passion for the city. And I feel like that's probably infectious. And you mentioned kind of not even being sure you would stay too long in Houston to working for one of Houston's big cheerleaders. So what is the Houston aspect of Sunnova, the challenges, the opportunities, how have the two, Sunnova and Houston's, you know, innovation and energy transition ecosystem grown together too?
I think 10 years ago, you know, and I think John would laugh, and I'm sure he'd have lots of stories to tell you about being the solar guy in Houston 10 years ago. You know, the transformation and the energy transition that's happening around us right now, I think is a part of why we're so excited to be headquartered here in Houston. We've seen Houston leading the way for decades in the energy space, and more of the traditional, if you will. And I think you're starting to see this transition, if you will, where Houston has the right skills, they've got the right people, they've got the right infrastructure to really harness, no pun intended, all of this energy to ensure that we maintain our moniker as energy capital of the world. And so, of course, we're so thrilled to be headquartered here, to have grown the business here, to be founded here. And it's inured to our benefit over time as we've grown the company. And we've, you know, our workforce has benefited from that. We've, you know, had different, you know, technology partnerships. We're really able to see Houston as that home base for us. And then obviously now we're a national and soon to be more international company, but Houston's always going to be home, right? And that's, and we love it. In the last, I would say 2 to 3 years, we've nearly doubled our office footprint in Houston. So we're headquartered down in Greenway Plaza, and we're now the largest tenant in our building. We've expanded to Northwest Houston. So there's a lot of growth that's gone on within Houston, and we know there's more to come. I mean, Houston's it.
Yeah, it's always, you know, nice to hear that and see the potential for Houston and companies kind of really taking that bet on Houston. For you, every day, I'm sure, is different, but can you tell us a little bit about what your day-to-day looks like and your role now and that might relate to some new and exciting things that are happening at Sunnova too.
Yeah, you know, being in corporate communications, and anyone who's listening who's in corporate communications or any, you know, related fields, you know that no 2 days are the same. And I wouldn't have it any other way, to be perfectly honest. I think change is inevitable, and there are going to be things that come up throughout the day. And luckily, I've built a really wonderful team who is there to support. But really, throughout the day, we're really focused. There's obviously a lot that's going on within Sunnova. We've had a couple of really exciting announcements over the last couple of months. So from a corporate communications perspective, we're really focused on making sure that we're telling those stories. We're engaging with media, both obviously local, but then trades, national, top-tier media, and really looking to tell the Sunnova story. And then, of course, from a sustainability perspective, we've been really busy on building a best-in-class sustainability strategy and framework. So over the last couple of years, we've done a materiality assessment. We've stood up and reported on our first round of ESG and sustainability 360 goals. We've done climate scenario analyses, and now we're looking to set climate reduction targets, emission reduction targets, rather. So it's been a busy time for my team. And then on top of that, one of the things that we're, as we continue to grow and our footprint continues to expand, is we are looking to build out our corporate social responsibility strategy. So really wanting to make sure that we are reaching back and bringing the communities in which we operate along with us. So from corporate sponsorship perspectives, wanting to make sure that we're building up a strong employee engagement and volunteer program. You know, we've got over 2,000 employees now spread out across the U.S. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, we're rallying our, you know, fellow Sunnovians along with us and helping people make sure people know about the Sunnova brand. So it's no 2 days are the same. There's a lot that goes on, but it's an exciting time.
How do you kind of gauge your passion for the company? Because I feel like it's also something it sounds like you are really, you really love your job. And I know that's something that a lot of people look for. How do you describe your passion? How do you get swept up in this vision that Sunnova has? And what is your advice for people who want to find a job like that for themselves?
You know, I love what I do because of the people that I get to work with day in and day out. And there are a lot of talented people at Sinova, and the company has grown. I mean, we've nearly tripled in size over the last couple of years during the Great Resignation, during COVID. And a lot of that was the fact that we were able to really recruit the best of the best because we were, you know, working remotely. And so we were able to, for the first time, really broaden the radius of where we were recruiting from. And so we've been able to hire people. And I think we have employees in, you know, over maybe 30 states and territories. Prior to COVID, it was definitely less than half of that. So you're able to bring in a group of people who are so passionate and driven about what they're doing. And I think, you know, looking for companies that really match your values is, if you're able to find that company that provides to you, you know, the ability to be really passionate about something that speaks to who you are and what you do, that's amazing. And I think that's part of why I'm so passionate. What I do at Sinova is that I know that inherently at the end of the day, what I'm doing is really going to make a difference, not just for this generation, but for generations to come.
I think that's something unique that energy transition or clean tech companies have in their corner for recruiting and like company cultures is just like, we're all here and we all agree that we're doing something good, hopefully very good and very impactful for the world we all live in. And that being said, what do you see, you know, kind of solar, the industry? I feel like we're all kind of buzzed up about, you know, solar and other types of energy. What do you see kind of personifying that momentum? Like, is this helping Sinova as a company grow, this buzz around, you know, alternative energy?
Yeah, unquestionably. And I think what you're seeing is you're, you know, like I was mentioning before, I think what you're seeing is people who at first were really looking to go solar because they wanted to have, you know, an energy option for them that was, you know, cheaper than the local utility, right? And then the minute you add storage on top of that, you're pairing solar and storage, your home is able to operate independently of the grid when the power goes out. And that just, I mean, that was a huge moment for us in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. I mean, Puerto Rico for us now is 100% battery attachment. So any customer we're installing in Puerto Rico has solar and storage, because we're seeing not just in Puerto Rico, but even nationally, that utility rates continue to rise. Grid reliability goes down. So you're seeing this inverse of, you know, grid instability, rising utility rates. And then coupled with all of that is the fact that we are seeing increasing weather events. So you're seeing climate change really, really accelerate the adoption. But you're also seeing the ability for customers who are saying, hey, saving $15, $20, $30 on my utility bill is really meaningful. And then if I can do that and I can also protect my family and my home when the grid goes down, that's really meaningful. And so you're seeing this technological, you know, evolution and acceleration that I think is, you know, absolutely going to be, you know, a tailwind for us as a business. And that's really accelerated. And perfect example is Houston or Texas as a market. We're headquartered here in Texas, in Houston. It's never really been one of our biggest markets. And over the last couple of years, especially after Winter Storm Uri, where you saw a lot of people go without power for, you know, extended periods of time, we had a lot of customers who said that can't happen again. That can't happen for my home. And so you're seeing this adoption uptick in solar and storage because customers are looking for, you know, grid reliability. They're looking for grid affordability, and they're not getting it from their utility provider. And so we're coming in, we're being able to offer them, you know, consumer choice and how they power their lives. And I think that's really meaningful. And so we're seeing that here in Houston and in Texas more largely really begin to accelerate, which is really exciting to see.
The other thing, when I think of you and your career, and maybe this isn't super true anymore, but I think if you look at the entire energy industry, oil and gas, et cetera, and energy transition companies, I don't know that you still don't see necessarily a lot of women in leadership positions. So for you, you know, what's that experience been like working in a, I would say, at least more traditionally male-dominated industry? What has it been like for you?
Yeah, I think that's probably less true now than it has been in recent years. And I'm really happy to, you know, be a part of that change. And I think that's what we'll see in the future. I think within the renewable energy space, I think it's certainly you've seen, you know, a healthier mix, you know, traditional, probably not as much. But what I've seen within my space is the welcoming of talented people, regardless of who they are, where they come from, how old they are, what their gender is, who they identify as. It really comes down to, are you able to execute? Can I trust you to do a job and to get it done well? And can you help me grow the business? Can you play your role and help move this industry along? And I think that's what I've seen within my experience, is being able to come in and to really execute on the task at hand, and to also raise my hand and to say, hey, like I see gaps, I see opportunities within the business, and not being afraid to say, hey, I'd like to try that. I'd like to see if I can make that happen. And I think that's that mentality and that fervor for personal growth, for professional growth. I think, you know, it's been well received at Sunnova, and I'm really appreciative of that. I obviously work very hard. We all work really hard, and I've been, you know, the last couple of years have been, I mean, it's been a bit of a, you know, it's been a bit of a rocket, right? I've been on a, it's been a huge acceleration, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And I would say for those who are, you know, in similar positions, or people who are looking to move into the senior leadership ranks within companies, you know, find companies that you identify with, find leadership that you want to be a part of. This is a two-way thing, right? You know, you want to make sure you're building your career, and you're building, you know, you're growing professionally with the team that you identify with and that you respect. And I couldn't say nicer things about the people who are on my executive team with me. I've learned so much from them. And, you know, I feel very fortunate to have joined the team when I did. And to be alongside, you know, some folks who I think are the best in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you and hear your story and how it corresponds with Sunnova's story. I think a lot of people within like business and innovation in Houston know Sunnova's name and know it as that kind of example of what can happen when everything falls into place and you've got the right people doing the right work. So it was a pleasure getting to catch up, Kelsey.
Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Natalie.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.